Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good Monday morning. And thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every day. Welcome our listening audience to Home-Based Business 101. I want to thank the 40,000-plus listeners out there who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Yes, making us one of the most popular shows here on Blog Talk from a home-based business perspective. There's a lot of good shows that people are doing. Hey, we just want to thank those that chime in, listen, send us their text messages and emails and, you know, just encouraging us to continue to stay on these airways and broadcast valuable information to the listening audience concerning business. Well, today's topic is, do you have what it takes? This is going to be a four-part series we'll be doing today. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. And then Friday, we'll be doing a piece on taxes and disaster and how to write off such things as a Hurricane Sandy in terms of your income tax from an individual or from a business perspective. Well, let's get diving into our topic today, which is, do you have what it takes? We talked about, say, do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to really be successful in business? Well, first thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to be to conquer fear. So let me read this reading from a book called Daily Motivations for African American Success by Dennis Kimbrough. And it's November the 5th reading, and it says, the greatest show on earth. Fear is not a wall, but an emotion. And like all emotions, it can be overcome. Gwen Goldsby Grant, psychiatrist. Fear is not our enemy. Seen rightly, fear becomes our strongest ally because there is nothing to fear in our universe. When we experience fear, we have the opportunity to free ourselves from an illusion that has been holding us back from living the life one hearts desires. Many years ago, a well-known lion tamer appeared live on television. The lion tamer walked into the cage to start what appeared to be a routine performance. The door was locked behind him. The spotlights highlighted the cage. The television cameras closed in, and the audience watched in surprise as the tamer skillfully put the animals through their paces. In the middle of the act, their disaster struck. The lights went out for nearly 30 long seconds. What seemed like eternity, the trainer was locked in a cage with 10 man-eating lions. A whip and a small kitchen chair offered meager protection under the circumstances. But he survived, and when the lights came on again, he calmly finished the performance. In an interview after the show, the trainer was asked how he felt knowing these ferocious animals could see his every step, but he couldn't see them. He first acknowledged chilling fear, but pointed out that the lions did not know that he couldn't see them. He said, I just kept cracking my whip and commanding them until the lights came on. At some point in our lives, each of us will face a terrifying task of fighting the lions in the dark. But once we tame our lions, we'll free ourselves from the bondage of fear forever. Affirmation. From this reading, today I will do the thing that I fear, and the death of fear will be certain. So one of the things you have to deal with out there is, you know, making sure that you have what it takes to win. As Dennis Kimbrough shared in this reading this morning, is one is conquering fear. Conquering fear. Conquering fear. And, you know, it's very, very important that you deal with that. Because fear is nothing more, as we like to say, false evidence appearing real. An illusion. False evidence appearing real. You know, be not fearful. See, because there's, you know, if we go back to Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, he said, you know, how to use Bible verses to also help. He says, if God be for you, who can be against you? So if you know God be for you, what are you afraid of? So just to help you with making sure you know that you have what it takes. So, you know, one of the aspects of dealing with, do you know you have what it takes, is being able to deal with people. If you're a leader, your number one responsibility is to be a steward for the people you're responsible to. If you're building an organization in terms of a business, you're responsible to those people, you know, and you have to ask yourself, are you passionate about what you do? People know whether you're passionate about it or whether you're just, you know, faking it, when you're not really passionate. You know, you want to be a passionate leader because passion gives vision, energy. See, you got to be passionate about what you're doing and passionate about the vision of the business or your company or whatever is your business endeavor. And if you're going to engage other people to work with you, or in some cases where you hire people and have people work for you, then you got to be passionate about what you do, and you got to be able to be passionate about the vision. See, vision gives passion direction. Passion gives you a starting point and gives you starting power. Passion gives you staying power. Starting power is easier than staying power. See, so you got to have the ability to stay in the game. What we said out there, let's get in the game. Get in the game. You know, you got to be able to stay in the game. Get in the game. And when you do that, then you're going to, you'll have a great approach to doing what you need to do to be successful in your business endeavor. So that's very, very important. And what you want to be able to do is one of the things that you should always be sharing with your team members or people that's part of your business team is that you'll have to see your business as a problem solver. A problem solver. See, when you approach your business from the perspective that you are a problem solver, ouch, I'm in pain over here. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. If you can solve my problem, I will happily give you my time and my money. And so will everyone else. We each have a pain that needs healing, an itch that needs scratching, or a problem that needs a solution. And we're on the hunt for that solution, like yesterday. Keep this in mind as it relates to your ideal client and reason you went into business for yourself. You are the problem solver. And see, it's important that you get people that's going to be a part of your business, part of your team, to understand that that's what we're here for. We're here to be the problem solver. Therefore, you must make sure that your business is focused on solving problems and nothing else. Your business doesn't really have anything to do with you. I know you're passionate about what you do. I know you love it, and you're really good at it. However, to bring your vision to success, to life, you cannot focus on that. You have to focus on truly being of service to others and solving the problems that are important to them. See, it ain't about you. It's about them. Helping solve people's problems. This is what's going to make you successful in your business. This is what's going to make your people that work with you or for you. It's solving people's problems. Not creating a problem for them, but solving a problem. When you can solve their problems, they will do business with you. So you have to ask yourself every day, what problems does it, you know, the business that I'm in, what problems does it solve? And how do we go about solving those problems for people? By offering solutions to your target market, you will create a business that is as attractive as a candy store is to a five-year-old. Sweet, sweet, sweet. See, when you focus on solving problems, see, and people say, hey, get with so-and-so, man. They can help you with, see, just keywords, they can help you with, See, that's what people are looking for. Nobody likes to be sold. Nobody wants to be sold. They want help. See, so you need to know what problems do your business solve, and then you find people with those problems, and you go about fixing and solving them, and your business will do fine. Emphasize these three aspects in your marketing. What pain is your target marketing trying to heal? What specific problems do you solve? What benefits do your clients receive as a result of working with you in or purchasing your product or service? If you cannot answer those three questions, you're not going to move your product, you're not going to move your service, and you definitely don't have what it takes. Again, today's topic is, do you have what it, you know, what it takes? Do you have what it takes? In order to have it, you got to be able to, you know, this is what you got to be able to do. What pain is your target marketing trying to heal? If you have been this opportunity, you're sharing with people, what pain is it that people are going through? And if the pain is lack of money, how do you solve that? I say, hey, one of the things I do is I show people how to get an instant pay raise. Hey, and if you'd like to know about how to get an instant pay raise, you know the routine. Just all you have to do for our new people that don't know the routine, you just send us a text with your email address in it to 252-406-0774. And the subject matter, just say, I want to learn how to get an instant pay raise. See, that's one of the problems that I help solve. Showing people how to get an instant pay raise. So what problems are you helping people solve out there? And when you know what pain they're going through, see, then you will come up with, you know, how to solve it through your product or your service. And so you need to list the problems that your service or your product helps solve. There's people who are trying to lose weight, and you got a product that helps with that, then that's your target market, and you need to find a way to present and show how your product can help them achieve the desired goal. See, I know through how taxes I can help someone get an instant pay raise coming into a home-based business, and especially this time of the year, so that they can get themselves positioned for a bigger, better tax return for next year. I know I can solve that problem. And I have solved that problem for, you know, hundreds of people. My life would get to the point where I've solved that problem for thousands of people, because that means also I'll be made more money. But I'm making money by providing a service and helping solve a problem. This is what you have to focus in on as you build your business. It's how to be able to do that. See, the pain. Pain can be another way to describe a desire, a need, or a problem. See, people are looking for ways to solve a problem. For example, you may have the pain of traveling from point A to point B in a slow, less than desirable vehicle. The solution may be found at your favorite car dealership in the form of a shiny black V6 automobile. Thus, a newer and faster vehicle is the solution for your desire to speed up travel time and look great while you're out and about. When it comes to your business, it is imperative that you can clearly and simply address the pain that your prospects are facing. If you stay focused on this and only this, your marketing efforts will operate like a well-oiled machine that constantly attracts new business for you. Now you be the solution. Now you have the prospect interested. They view you as the person who understands what struggles they are going through. In order for your business to flourish, you must serve them even further. You need to demonstrate that you have the solution to their problem. So this is so important. Again, do you have what it takes? Or you're just trying to sell. Offer solutions to problems. Offer solutions to problems. When we offer solutions to problems, then it's a win-win. We solve the problem, the client buys the product. We're happy, they're happy. Very, very important. Now, you know, because and just imagine this. Imagine going to a doctor who only gave you a diagnosis but could not prescribe a solution to your illness. Would you feel like you were wasting your time and searching out that professional and visiting him only to learn that you need to go elsewhere to start the healing process? That is wacky. Ask yourself this question. How can you substantiate that you are the person that your prospect needs to work with? See, you got to be able to do more than give a person a diagnosis and not be able to prescribe a solution. See, that's what you're going to do. When a person tells you the problem, you help diagnose that problem, and you say, well, this is the solution to that problem. And if you're on point with solution to that problem, in most cases, you're going to be able to close that deal. Three effective ways to market. Give social proof. Testimonials are a great way for your prospect to know that you can solve their problems. So you get people that you help, get testimonials. There are a lot of people out there, you know, that have used your product, and their testimonials need to be real. You know, fluffy stuff doesn't work. Provide specific measurable details on what your clients have gained as a result of working with your need to be specific. Use concrete numbers along with before and after scenarios. See, so, I mean, again, when I talk to people about getting an instant pay raise, I can share with them people's testimonies. You know, people who was able to change their tax situation around, begin to have an extra $200-$300 pay, depending on how they got paid, part which they use for their business and part that they use for some other things. Because the whole goal in the tax scenario of being a home-based business owner is to learn how to turn personal expenses into business expenses, and that will recoup a lot of dollars for you. I've also been able to share testimonials with people. I can't give people personal information, but I'm able to share testimonials in a general way where people who, like one couple last year, was able to get $21,000 back, 14 federal, 7 state, to proper, ethically, morally, and legally tax deductions and write-offs from their home-based business. Just imagine that. $21,000. That's like picking up a part-time job. I mean, in one swoop. They're picking up a part-time job and get paid $21,000. See, I can show you how to get an instant pay raise and how to really, this works. I know it works. Your product, how does it work? How can you, what are the numbers that you can get people? How can you help them with their problem? How can you show them concrete data that lets them know that whatever it is that you have to offer, it can do what you say it can do? And again, for those of you out there that's, you know, hey, you need some extra dollars as the holidays come up, get some stuff you want to buy a loved one, don't delay. Send us a text today at 252-406-0774. Let us show you how to get an instant pay raise. And so you can have a more fluent holiday and get yourself a bigger, better tax return for next year. That's what we're doing, showing people how to get a bigger, better tax return for next year. How does your business help someone? How does your business benefit and help people? That's what you got to be able to resolve. The problem, what problems can you resolve? I know what problems the business that I'm in can resolve. That's why I'm sharing that information with you. So you need to be able to make sure that you can do that. Next, you want to educate. Most people love to learn something new, especially about a topic they're interested in. Use this to your advantage. Establish your expertise by teaching them. Share the latest and greatest about your work. Update them on industry trends. Be a thorough leader and share your perspective. Show them how learning more about the topic can help them get faster, better, more enjoyable results. So you want to educate the people, and then you want to demonstrate to them I have a saying, demonstration beats conversation all day long. You likely become familiar with show and tell in grade school. It's still as popular now as it ever was. People love tasting before they buy, so make it easy for them to do that. Create an opportunity for them to interact with you via video, a free class, complimentary strategy session, whatever makes sense for your business. See, what I do is I get with people and I do a hypothetical. I say, let's look at your tax situation without a home-based business, and then to show you what it's going to look like with a home-based business. Works every time. Because I'm demonstrating, I'm showing people that they understand the numbers. You know, and one lady who basically, without a home-based business, was going to owe $800 on the taxes coming up this year. But with a home-based business, she'll get back $2,300. See, that's real math. That's a demonstration. Again, if you're interested in something like that, just send us a text with your email address. Send it to 252-406-0774. 252-406-0774. So, you know, when you do that, you know, they offer those ways for people to taste and see how good your business is. Your process can experience your brilliance for themselves. They don't need to be convinced to buy. See, when the young lady, when I shared with her that, I didn't have to convince her to buy. She said, give me time to get my money together. But see, her thing was, she knew she was going to get the money together because she could not afford to think about not doing this and owing $800 when simply doing this is going to give her $2,300, a $3,100 turnaround off a small investment to start a home-based business. Just makes sense. Do you have what it takes? Always speak in terms of benefits, as we discussed earlier. We're always looking for solutions to our problems. What solution do you offer your clients? For instance, will they be able to earn more money, save money, save time, or increase their productivity as a result of working with you? Whatever the benefits are that you provide, your prospects should be able to see themselves experiencing those benefits. Again, as I say, in terms of the tax situation, we're showing people how to get an instant pay raise. They can see the benefits. They're going to see it on their next check. And then the thing is reminding them, in this scenario, reminding them what their responsibility is to the situation so that it works for them. And so when you help people solve problems, you got to remind them what is their responsibility to the situation so that it'll work for them. See, and the benefits, people being able to see, taste, smell, feel. They buy every time because they didn't have to be sold. So it's very, very important. Okay. And again, I call this sell the sizzle, not the stick. In other words, you can describe the product or service, how functional, how practical, how it justifies the price point all day long. But that won't usually move your offering into their hands and their money into your account, to put it bluntly. They must just about be able to smell and taste it. Think of it like this. Have you ever gone to dinner and eaten plenty and are absolutely full? Couldn't possibly eat another thing. Let's say, I skipped the dessert. Then you and your dinner guests, friends, go to the movie theater to see a new release. What happens? The moment you get anywhere near the concession stand and smell the delicious, buttery, salty, warm, and crunchy popcorn just jumping out into the popcorn machine. You're walking into the theater with a tub of popcorn, aren't you? Even though you just left dinner and you said you was full and you couldn't eat another thing. That's because the theater knows how to promote their product by selling the sizzle. Normally, the benefits that your clients receive fall into three categories: financial, emotional, or physical. Ensure that your marketing materials truly speak to the benefits that your prospects want to receive from your work together with them. Show them how their lives will be different as a result of having a professional relationship with you. This is an important thing. This is let you know if you have what it takes. You've got to do these things. Stop making it about anything other than them. Remember this. We're ready to wrap up for the day. You are the pain healer, the problem solver, and the desire fulfiller. There are thousands of people, millions of people out there who are right now looking for solutions that you provide. Your marketing machine needs to speak to the pain of these individuals and show them how you can help them. Remember to clearly and simply convey that you understand their problems. Demonstrate that you are the right person who can help them. Don't be shy about really putting yourself out there. This is the only way for them to see you standing above all the noise in the marketplace. Happy marketing. Again, these are techniques and things that you need to focus on so that you know that you have what it takes. That's what it's going to take for you to win in business, to be a pain solver. You know, help them solve people's pain. Find solutions to their problems, making it about them, not about you. Too often we make our business about us, what I've done. I've been able to do this. I've been able to get this. I made this. No, make it about them. What can I do for you? See, that's what it's about. You know, what have you done for somebody else lately? So you got to be able to convey that, and then they got to feel comfortable with it and believe that you can do for them what you've done for others. That's where those testimonials come in. Hey, this has been Bobby Jahi here this morning on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And again, we want to thank the 40,000-plus listeners that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment, you know, feel free to send us a text to 252-406-0774. Now, send us a text. Include your email address in that text so that, you know, we can put you on our email list and keep you updated with show content and things we have going on, and then also specials that we're offering. Like right now, you know, for those of you that like to get a bigger, better income tax return, send us a text, you know, with your email address in it and say, hey, I want to get a bigger, better tax return. And we'll get back to you and see what we can do to help you in that area. Until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning in.